John with the sword. Sure enough, make them glad. And you know, people will kill you now.
Yes.
They will kill you now. Yes. And think they're doing somebody a favor.
Then were the days of unleavened bread.
Uh-huh.
And when he had apprehended,
uh-huh,
he put him in prison.
Yes.
And delivered him,
uh-huh,
to four quarters.
Quartorians?
Four quartorians.
Uh-huh.
So,
yes.
Uh-huh.
You see, but Brother Peter happened to get caught at a time when, you know, you ought not to be killing people now. But I tell you what, I'll save you, and I'll get rid of you later. You know, there are some things that I got now, and I start, you know, I say some things sometimes when I'm up here, and I'm wondering how sometimes it's taken, but I'm going to say it. You know, there are certain things that I don't do on certain days. You know, people like that don't do certain things on certain days. I don't do this on today, but I got it, so what I'll do, I'll keep it till tomorrow. Okay. Read on.
To keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people.
Yes.
Peter therefore was kept in prison.
Uh-huh.
But prayer was made without ceasing
of
the church unto God for him.
Now, here is the verse I want you to listen to. Read it again.
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison.
Yes.
But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
All right. Now, we're not gonna be here long, but if we were gonna be here for any length of time, and should we decide to say we're going to take a subject, you know, I would say that God could do what can't be done. Then I would say to you that he can do the impossible.
Oh, yes, man.
Okay? Read that verse one more time.
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison.
Uh-huh.
But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Now look here, people, let me tell you something. You know you ought to pray sometimes. Go on to the next verse.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keeper, before the door, kept the prison.
You see, Peter, they were going to kill him because they had already killed somebody. They were going to kill Peter too.
Yeah.
But they wanted to save him until after, you know, the time was right. Now, you know what the time was, and you know what time is right, so what time is right, and you know what season it was.
Yes.
And this was the season when they weren't going to do these things. They were going to wait till it was all over.
Right.
And so what they did with Brother Peter, they took and put him in jail.
Yeah.
And they put guards around him.
Yes.
And I think they say they put him in the inner circle.
Yeah.
And they had iron gates there. Now, let me tell you something. When you take somebody and put some shotguns on them, and then put them in the iron gate, and then put them in the middle circle, and then all of that, you know they are well guarded.
That's right.
But I want you to hear something. Read on.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison.
Now, wait a minute now. Now, just keep your finger of thought right there. But I want you to go back to that fifth verse and read it just one more time.
Peter therefore was kept in prison.
Uh-huh. But what?
But prayer was made without ceasing.
Without ceasing. Now let's go back to that. You see, now let's go back to that where I told you to put your finger on.
And a light shined in the prison.
Uh-huh.
And he smote Peter
on
the side.
Uh-huh.
And raised him up.
Uh-huh.
Arise up quickly.
You see, when God tells you to do something, do it then.
Yes.
Don't go waiting on someone, but I can't do this now. You know, God said, get up and go downtown and buy you something. Go buy. And you say, well, I ain't got no money now. I'm wondering how I'm going. I said, don't worry about that.
That's
right. Amen. You got no business worrying about that. Go ahead and do it. Like I said, you know, when it's time that, you know, sometimes you sit down and say, I don't know how I'm going to eat. You got no business worrying about how you're going to eat. God promised to take care of you. He's going to feed you.
Yes.
And when the time comes to eat, sit down, wash up, dress up, set the table, and say the grace. And when the time comes, you're going to have something on there.
Yeah.
If you don't go down, now let me tell you something. If you go down, you go say, well, I think I'm going to do it. You go sit here. Now, don't come with your mouth. Don't come with me some kind of mouth.
Hallelujah.
I'm sitting here. Yeah. And you're sitting here, I'm watering, though. I don't believe it's going to work. If you believe it's going to work, sit there.
Yeah.
Wash up. God can take care of you.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell you something. We talking about Brother Peter getting out of jail now, and I don't know if we're going to read any more or not. But I don't care if you got cancer, arthritis, heart trouble, high blood pressure. What else are some of them bad
thank
things?
Jesus. Diabetes.
Diabetes, name some more of them.
Oh, yes.
Sit down and say, God, I'm your child.
Yes, sir.
And you made me, you know
yes.
about me. If you got to have open heart service, if God hears you, don't cut it off.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
But don't you go away, bro. I believe you do it.
Yes, sir.
But right now, what happens, you know, so many times, we sit down and we go to be worried.
Lord,
I wonder how we start.
Thank you.
Sure, half of us, instead of us trusting God, we go be worried about who my life insurance policy is.
Thank you.
We go to die sometime anyhow. We all gonna die.
Yes,
but when the troubles come, say, Lord, I'm your child.
Yes.
Make a way for me.
Oh.
Open the doors of the jail.
Yes.
You see, Peter was tied up in the bars of the jail, but a whole lot of us are tied up under the bars of something else.
I like it.
God come and speak to you. Say, get up. Get up. Get up. Sometimes we don't even cripple so long. God says, get up. If you get up, tell the feet of it.
Yes.
If you're looking for it, don't look for it.
That's right.
Just get up and say, I know it's going to be gone.
Thank
and
you.
When you start living, if it's still there, say, well, that's all right, God. Yes. I know it's going to be gone.
Yes.
And after a while, it's going to leave you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Lift your hands and
tell
him, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God, move it all. Read a little bit more.
Yes, Lord.
Arise up quickly.
Uh-huh.
And his chain fell off.
And when you know that, what happened?
And his chain fell
his
off.
His chain fell off.
From his hand.
Uh-huh.
And the angel said unto him,
yes.
Gird thyself.
Uh-huh.
And bind up on thyself.
Uh-huh.
And so he did.
I had to just get it. How am I doing? I'm doing it on God's word.
Yes.
I'm going out on God. I heard a preacher say one time that he was in Omaha, Nebraska. And say he didn't have no job and didn't have nothing. Didn't have no money. And he had a wife and two children. And say he was supposed to be running a meeting and people wasn't giving him more money. He said, God, say, well, you told me to do this. Said, if God, now if I ever need any help, I need it right now.
Yeah.
He said he went to preach that night, and I think he said he didn't have enough money to get a room in. But after a while, he didn't go back home though. But after a while, things got right for him. But you know, I'm wondering if it would be me if I'd have, you know, caught the next thing smoking. Huh? I probably would. But you, me, all of us have got to rely on the Lord. Everybody say, get up, get up! You see, didn't nobody talk about he had a key. Nobody had no keys. Did anybody say anything about the keys to these gates? Read on. Let's see if we can find anything about God. What happened to the prayer of God? Yes.
Cast that
garment
about thee.
Uh-huh.
And follow me.
And follow me.
And he went out and followed him.
Uh-huh.
And wist not that it was true, which was done unto him by the angel.
No. Let's say, everything. Come on, go. Let's go. Read a little bit more.
But thought he saw a vision.
Uh-huh.
When they were past the first and second
Went past the first wall and the second wall.
They came unto the iron gate.
Came to the iron gate.
That leadeth unto the city. Which opened to them.
Wait a minute. What you say?
Which opened to them.
Don't you know God can do what's impossible to be done?
Amen.
You ain't got to do what? We gone here talking about. He said iron gate and the gate just. You talking about. Now you know we've gotten these things now. You go to the grocery store. And when you start walking, the doors just start opening for you, right?
Yeah.
Well, now let me tell you something. You know good and well, they don't have none of those things in prison. But old brother Peter just started walking that iron gate, just started opening up. Now, what was happening to those soldiers? Where were they? They said they had fought two of those soldiers. There was another, I guess God must have put them to sleep too. They were just still asleep. Brother Peter walked on out. Go ahead, lead on. More people here with arthritis than anything, but let me tell you something. God cure of it and straighten us up, yes. And we don't have to worry.
Oh,
yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want you to do something for me right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Just say, Lord.
Lord.
I know you can.
I know you can.
And Lord.
Lord.
I know you will.
I know you will.
Lord.
Lord.
I know you will.
I know you will.
Take your right hand and lift it up. Say, Lord, I thank you.
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 Being here today and be aware of, but the state of Florida is going throughout the state recording both sacred music and other forms of music to try to have a record of its existence from now on for future generations. And because of the wonderful music that is being played in all the churches throughout the state, this is one of the areas that we're concentrating on. And I certainly enjoyed being a part of this service today, and musical expressions within it were certainly worthy of the Lord's name.
Any other? Yes.
I thank the Lord for my life, health, and strength, and I thank the Lord for being out here with you all.
Yes.
And just pray for me that I will come again.
Yes.
And I really enjoy the service.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Yes. We'll be looking for you again.
Oh, yes.
Amen. All right. If that be all, let us stand.
Let everybody say.
Wait.